Margie's bringing up a set of slides. They're already in Adobe Connect for those of you who are looking in your laptops. I did want to make a formal announcement that as of this moment, the official email tally has been subject to a lot of speculation in the halls, and I just want to make clear that I've checked on the ICANN website the archive of the VI group, and the official tally is 3,837 emails, except no substitutes to that number, at least at this moment. Most of you in the room were on the working group, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Here's a slide that sort of establishes our chronology. We basically spent from Brussels until now. I'm sorry, from Nairobi until now, with a pretty substantial interim report that came out right after Brussels. Next slide, Margie. Margie and I had a knockdown, drag-out fight about the graphic on this slide. I was lobbying for a nuclear mushroom cloud, but she came up with fireworks, which is probably a more appropriate graphic. The charter, I'm sure you're all aware of the charter, and I think that the subtle point in all of this is that just after the charter was formed, the board in Nairobi came up with their 2% resolution, which based was zero. That's right, which then was modified later to 2%. And so essentially, what happened is that this charter was deferred by the working group in a mad scramble to come up with a response to the board's resolution. And so for the most part, this charter is untouched. And that's one of the issues that's on the table for you as a council, is to whether to continue and complete this charter or not. So anyway, that's the charter. Margie, next slide. Roberto and I, Roberto is the senior co-chair of the Vertical Integration Working Group. I don't know if he's on the phone. If he is, Roberto, welcome to our gang. Anyway, we split this into two chunks. We said phase one is the mad scramble. Phase two is the actual completion of the formal charter. That's what this slide is all about. Next slide. And so we've produced one. We produced what we called the Phase 1 Interim Report. The headline is that we were unable to reach consensus in the amount of time that we had. And the board has, as you all know, suggested essentially an approach to vertical integration, which is incorporated into the current final applicant guidebook. Next slide. I think that's all I got on that one. So this is just expanding a little bit on what we meant when we said that this is an interim report. It's just that. It's mostly not a final report. A final report would mean we're done with the charter, we have completed all of the stuff that needs to happen in order to meet the bylaws. And so this is a very substantial report produced by an extremely hardworking working group that has an awful lot of important and good information in it. But we wanted to leave the council a little bit of wiggle room in terms of how to proceed. So this is not a final report. We didn't want to take that decision away from the council. And this slide highlights the four principles that, while we didn't arrive at consensus on it, these were emerging as themes. One is that certain applicants are likely to be impacted by restrictions on vertical integration. Another is that there may be a need for some sort of exceptions. the notion of a single registrant, single user, TLD, should be explored. And finally, and probably most important, at least in my view, as the junior co-chair, is the need for enhanced compliance efforts. Compliance is a big deal, and just about everybody in the working group has a pretty strong opinion about compliance. We differ on which facet of that we think is important, but almost everybody is zeroed in on that issue. I think that's it for that slide. So the next step is really up to you, the council. There's a resolution on the table as to whether to continue, and if the resolution is if the decision is taken by the council to continue, then the working group is asking for instructions from you, essentially to revisit the charter. The charter is quite in need of an update given the the circumstances that we find ourselves in now compared to when the charter was written. And Roberto and I will tiptoe off the stage as the co-chairs. Both of us have personal commitments that we've made that really make it awfully difficult for the two of us to continue the level of effort that we've been putting in up till now. So this is our swan song today. And I think that might be our last slide. It is. So there's your presentation.
Thank you very much, Mike. Do we have questions? Do we have comments about how to follow? Open the queue, Stefan.
Sorry. Fell asleep, sorry. No, I just wanted to, following on from what you said, Mikey, say that there's a motion for our meeting on Wednesday that was deferred from the last meeting to terminate the working group. So you can all read that on the wiki, or I can read it now if you need it. But it's been seconded by, it was made by me, it's been seconded by Terry and Andre, and the motion just basically does what Mikey has just asked us to do, which is to terminate this working group, and you know, if we then need to do something else, we'll look at something else. Thanks.
Any other comments about the motion, about Mikey's presentation? Jeff.
I just want to thank Mikey and Roberto for the hard work that they've had to put up with, or had to do and put up with a lot of nuclear explosions, I guess. So I just want to thank Mikey and Roberto and for everything that they've done.
Yeah. Comments? Tim seconds that, and I think we all do. So thank you very much for the presentation. Thanks for the hard work, and we are ready for the break, and we meet again at 4:15. Thank you.